parenting advice tells us what to do or not to do, but doesn't teach us how to do it. Mainly, we haven't been taught how to regulate ourselves in the moment when we're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. We also haven't really been taught what to do when we inevitably respond to our loved ones in a way we regret. So this can add to the parent guilt and shame cycle. We want to do better, we lose our cool in the moment, then we feel shame, guilt, frustration, annoyance. We think we're bad parents, but truly, we aren't giving ourselves the time and tools to learn how to pause, regulate, and parent differently than we were parented. The good news is we can learn to pause, regulate, and repair when we make mistakes. Enter mindfulness, awareness of the present moment without judgment. Though without judgment is an important piece, we can learn to give ourselves the same grace we extend to others. Mindfulness helps us become aware of our emotions, stories in our minds, energy, and limits. This awareness helps us pause before we react, helps us zoom out and see the big picture, and helps us make decisions that keep us within our capacity at the time. So we aren't giving too much of ourselves and then bursting at the seams. Mindfulness can help you become the parent you desire to be while giving yourself grace when you inevitably make mistakes, because we are human. This parenting gig can be tough, and we are learning. Neuroscience shows us that mindfulness actually changes the brain. This is pretty cool. We can see the areas correlated with attention, focus, with stress, and compassion change after practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness has also been shown to help both physical and mental health. There have been studies done that have brought in mindfulness-based stress reduction to people that are in a clinic getting treatment for some kind of physical health ailment, and how that has been helpful. If you think mindfulness means sitting still for hours and you don't have that kind of time and space, don't worry. Neither do we. We practice mindfulness to help us live life, not to spend hours perfecting the practice of mindfulness. Our specialty at The Epic Company is supporting you in building a mindfulness practice that you can sneak into little moments of your busy day. Little moments with a big impact to help you feel more joy and ease in life. And guess what? I can assure you that you have already practiced mindfulness before, maybe without even realizing it. So I want you to think of a time when you were doing something you love. For some people, it could be gardening, riding bike, creating art, making something, tinkering around, fixing or organizing, walking, being in nature, reading, or anything else you enjoy. What is an activity that fills you up and allows you to be fully present? An activity where you feel like time doesn't exist and you can flow while doing it. Being in this flow state is mindfulness. For me, it's being out in nature. It's reading books. It's spending time connecting with friends. We are fully aware that there are seasons of parenting where these times and feelings are rare. And you may have to think about an earlier season of life. Don't worry one bit. If you have really little kids at home and you're like, I haven't had time to do anything like this in a long time, you're not alone. We will help you bring more of these moments into your life while parenting. And if you're really stuck and can't come up with anything, just think back to when you were younger, when you would play as a child. Play is the ultimate form of mindfulness. We practice mindfulness to help us be in the present moment, because it's easy to get caught up in the stories of our minds. Our minds want us to think about something that happened yesterday or what might happen in the future. We practice not to be great at our mindfulness practice again, but just to help us feel more joy and ease in our lives, to enjoy life without letting our thoughts take over. This helps us to feel less stress, pause before reacting, zoom out, see the whole picture, be more aware of what behaviors are showing us and practice forgiveness and kindness to ourselves and others. Mindfulness has helped me lessen the shame spiral, play with my kids, connect deeper, put down my phone, take time for myself, and flow more easily with life's ups and downs. Tapping into our senses is a great way to practice being present in the moment. Think of how a smell, song, or a picture can bring you back to a memory. Our senses are powerful connection tools, and they can be simple to sneak into our days to help us feel grounded in the present moment, even when we're busy. Think of a task that you do daily. Shower, make coffee, brush your teeth, or eat breakfast. So often, we may shower while running through our to-do lists of the day. We make coffee as quickly as possible, moving from one task to next like a busy robot. We eat breakfast distracted, maybe even on our phones, barely tasting our food. Imagine being in tune with what you see, smell, taste, touch, and hear, or even just one or two of these senses while completing any of these tasks. Imagine showering as if you're under a warm waterfall in the rainforest. Imagine massaging your scalp. I just bought a scalp brush. It's like my new favorite item. So good. Smelling your shampoo, feeling the warm water wash over your body. Imagine a warm coffee cup in your hands. Taking the time to smell the coffee, noticing the beautiful warm brown color of your coffee. Imagine savoring a few bites of your favorite food, smelling, tasting, really enjoying it. Using our senses doesn't take a whole lot of extra time, but the presence and ease that we can feel in the moment are huge and can give us big payouts in the day as well. So for our action step, we're going to help you pick a practice and make a plan to sneak some of these present moments with your senses into your day. An important piece to remember is that we practice these action steps in parenting, mindfulness, and life with relaxed persistence. What this means is if we miss a day or get thrown off course, it's not a problem. We pick up and practice again. We start again wiser to what doesn't work and with more experience than ever before. We may come back to it for a while and drop it again. We just pick it up when we notice and get back into it. So what I would like you to do is to pick a daily task, and this will be on a handout that you have connected as well, so you can print it or look at it. Pick something you do every day, such as those examples of showering, brushing your teeth, making coffee, anything of the sort. Just pick one and practice being present with it while you complete that task, tapping into your five senses. Now, if you have little ones at home and you get interrupted, that's no big deal. That doesn't mean you're not doing it or doing it wrong. You're just, again, that relaxed persistence. You get interrupted, you come back. It can be mere seconds, moments. The more you practice it, the more you'll come back to it and use it again and again, and you can have these little anchor points in your day. Remember to practice with relaxed persistence. Miss a day? No problem. Pick it up again when you realize. Small things are often greater than big things once in a while. So small things often are greater than big things once in a while. So just kind of keep coming back to these little chunks. So I want you to think, what task will you pick? What time of day will you practice? How will you remember? Because it's the hard part. Maybe you will leave yourself a sticky note somewhere. Maybe wherever that task is where you might do that, you'll have a little note there to remind you. Maybe you'll set an alarm depending on what it is, anything. And then because this happens and we're human, what happens if you get into bed and you're like, oh, I forgot to do that today, but I'm remembering now? What might you do in bed? Some ideas, things you could do, is tap into your senses right there. Notice the temperature and feeling of your pillows and blankets, the smell of your room. Or you could imagine you're completing your task and tapping into your senses. Our brain is an amazing tool, and imagination can be a really, really great way to experience this as well. Think about your favorite moment of the day. Imagine you're tapping into your senses of like the favorite part of your day. And then lastly, because this is a learning process, this is something that is new. How can you be kind and give yourself grace in the learning process? So as I said, they are also printed on your handout that you can look at to make this plan for yourself. We make a plan because knowledge is not really half the battle, as we're told. Action is the battle. Action is the hard part. Have you ever been hard on yourself for knowing something and being like, I know better, I should do better, but the doing differently is hard? So remind yourself that and be really kind to yourself as you experiment with this. We can't wait to check back in and hear how it's going. If you have any questions, please reach out. You have the community, you have email addresses. Let us know how it's going. We can all support each other through the hard parts and sharing successes.